And welcome back to Ghost Stories with Angela. I am your host, Angela Johnson Reyes, to be specific. That's my full married name. I go by Angela Johnson still. I'm debating if I want to do Angela Johnson Reyes, like, for all my things. Because then I have to, like, change all my posters and, like, all that kind of stuff. So I'm not sure if I want to do it. You guys tell me. Leave me a comment. Just kidding. That's dumb. You guys, thank you for joining us. Everyone who's watching on Facebook, on YouTube, Twitch, if you're listening to the podcast right now, thank you so much. If you guys didn't know, we're a podcast now, so you can listen to us and subscribe to us and all those things. Before we get started, this is what I'm drinking today, you guys. My cocktail of choice is a sipping tequila. And let me show you this tequila. Look at this bottle. We got this on our road trip. We just drove from Los Angeles to Nashville. And we stopped in a bunch of different places. We stopped in Sedona. We got this tequila. It's an extra añejo. And it's been aged for 12 years in a whiskey barrel. Hello. Can I get an amen? Thank you. So that is what I'm drinking tonight. Cheers, everyone. I like to let it sit before I feel the burn go down my throat. And it's just so smooth and delicious. So shout out. Oh, I got it at, I should say the name, huh? Spirits and Spice Tequila. It's a store, actually. I want to say it's like a really cool name, but it's just Spirits and Spice. Sorry, no offense, Spirits and Spice. We got a really great show tonight. Before we jump right in, did you guys see the video that I posted on my Instagram and my socials and everything? The video of the cat getting freaked out. Ryan, let's pull that video up for those who didn't see it yet. Look at this cat. He's sitting on his owner's couch, and then he like stands up on his hind legs. And he looks like he's about to swat something walking by, and there's nothing walking by. And he starts swatting the air. Nothing, you see nothing else on camera, but this cat just swatting the air. It is so creepy. And then his brother cat joins the picture and is like, yo, what was that? Let me call in some backup. I got your back, homie. And now they're both in the living room. And then the cat just gets freaked out by something and like jumps. And nothing is on the camera. This is unreal. I'm very curious. This video is from Adam Ellis, who that video went viral like a couple years ago. It was a whole thread on Twitter where he's like, yo, my house is haunted. And he posted a bunch of security footage clips. Listen, I had one sip. I promise you it was one sip and I'm already... Anywho, super creeps. Love it though. We have a good show tonight, you guys. We are finishing our Haunted Comedy Club series where we have interviewed the GMs of comedy clubs across the country that have experienced hauntings. And I'm going to tell you right now, every club is haunted. Every venue is haunted that you go to. So I wanted to bring people to Ghost Stories with Angela and share the haunting stories of these comedy clubs. I have my dog Bonzo here tonight as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome the GM, once GM of the Hollywood Improv, Rita Piazza. Welcome, Rita. Hi. Now, you're not the GM anymore, yeah. Right? You were.
No, I came here from Tempe in 99, and I was the GM for about 7 years.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I'm like, you know, I really was missing my time with the talent. Because yeah. My favorite part of this business is like watching people go from that level where they're just trying and finding their voice, mm-hmm. and then they blow up.
Love so that.
They were amazing to me, and they just said, okay, you want to be a talent developer? I go, yeah.
I love that.
It's like a dream job. It really, really is.
I didn't even know there was talent developer. Like, what? That would have been nice to know. Maybe I would have hung out more.
Well, back in the day, it was, you know, it would be Bud, and Bud would just nod. You know, he would see people and
you're
go,
good.
Boom. Yeah. So I'm really, really grateful that they kind of carved this out for me. And it's, I was just starting it, and then the whole COVID thing hit. So I'm really excited to see where we can take it. But that's like my heart and soul is with the babies that are just starting. So I do, like, I give them feedback. I'll watch their sets and I'll be like, that sucked. That worked.
Yeah.
What were you thinking here? You're onto something here. Yeah. So it's like, it's amazing.
I love that. I'll tell you, I just did a set tonight. I'm here in Nashville, and I went and I did a set over at Zany's, and you would have thought I was under development or something. Like, that was, it was all new stuff. And I was like, listen, you guys, they start somewhere and then they get funny. So they're not funny for your show, but the next one is going to be hilarious.
But that's what's so great is watching you guys, watching, you know, the top level work your stuff out. Because you can see the little tweaks and how the joke kind of emerges over time. So, there's some gems in there. You just got to.
Thank you. All I heard was you called me top level. So thank you. I love that part. okay. So you cheers to me and I talked right over you earlier. Cheers, babe.
Cheers, sister. Okay. That tequila would have gotten me so in trouble. I went through my phase with tequila like 13 years ago, and now I can't really even smell it, but that bottle sold me. I may dip back in.
Well, you may join the club again.
This is Jack, so.
Well, I'm looking forward to sip. Next time I'm back in LA, having a drink with you in person and sharing more ghost stories, maybe our own ghost experiences together.
Angela, I can't wait. I'm here in my office for the first time in a really long time. And when we set this up, it was daytime. Now it's dark. And it's like an old friend. I miss it. Because this is like not a job. This is a lifestyle.
Yes.
You know, we live in this. There's an army of us that just live in this club.
Yeah.
So to be back here, we do have an amazing skeleton crew. It's like running some great stuff out of the kitchen, doing what we can during this time.
Yeah.
But love just that. Being back here, it's like, I see a light at the end of the tunnel, though. I think like we're getting there.
Yeah. We're getting closer. We're getting closer for sure. Can't wait to come back. And when I do come back, we're going to walk through all these places that you're about to tell us about tonight.
Yeah.
Those who don't know, the Hollywood Improv, do you call it the Hollywood Improv, the Melrose Improv? Because it's on Melrose.
Both. I tend to call it the Hollywood Improv, but within the company, it's more Melrose. But yeah, Hollywood Improv.
So the Hollywood Improv, you guys, is, think about the greatest comics that you've ever seen when they were young, coming to work out their material. Jim Carrey, Jay Leno, like all the guys coming and just starting out at this club. Like, there's so much history at this club. There's so much energy at this club. And within that energy, sometimes it lingers, and we have some stories tonight. Let's go ahead and so wherever you want to start, whichever story, let's pick it up.
Okay, so I've been with this company for 26 years now. And when I transferred here in 99, I was a pup, but I was so excited to get, you know, the transfer from the Tempe Improv to here. Mm-hmm. And at the time, my boss at the time told me, Rita, after a certain time, Melrose gets really dangerous. So if I catch you, I was the closing manager. That's what you do when you're new. Mm-hmm. You know, you work from 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 4 o'clock in the morning between closing paperwork and all that stuff. So I was a closer.
Yep.
And I had just started. And these stories that I'm about to tell was all when I was just starting. And other stories I've heard from other people, it's always like the new managers. It's like it's testing us.
Like your initiation?
Yeah, like not sure if we're supposed to be there or not. So these all happened when I first got here. Uh-huh. And my boss, so at the time, my boss is like, okay, Melrose gets really dangerous. You cannot be at that club by yourself. And if I catch you there by yourself, I'm going to fire you.
Ooh.
So, and he was dead serious. And I said, okay. So I don't know. It's like,
oop, standby. Like my dog is squeaking his toy. This is a professional setup we have here. Standby.
Grand old time.
Can you get the squeaky toys from him? My dog is full. He doesn't understand. This is work from home where your child interrupts your Zoom calls. This is my interpretation of that, where my child, my fur baby, is interrupting the Zoom call with his squeaky toys.
It's kind of like the comics in the background a lot of times when I'm trying to have a regular conversation. It's like them with a squeaky toy.
Yeah. Okay, continue.
So my boss says, don't you dare be at that club by yourself.
Right.
So cut you. I'd been there, I don't know if it was a few weeks or it was really early in my, when I started. And it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. We close at 2 and you have to balance the whole night, right? So you collect all the money and you run it up against the reports. And Angela, I was off like by several $100s. I knew it was very clear that I missed something. Uh-huh. I miscounted something. I was missing something.
Start over.
I knew I was going to have to start over. And this door guy was downstairs and he was like sleeping on the table. He'd been there all day and he was exhausted. So I said, hey, Dan, go ahead and go home.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'm not supposed to leave you alone. I'm like, Dan, I am in really big trouble. I'm going to have to start over. It's going to take me a long time. Just go. So I hear the door close and I'm sitting there doing my paperwork. And I heard very clear, like, if you don't know my club, you walk into my club and our offices were upstairs. There was a stairwell that went straight upstairs to the office. And you walk up the stairwell and then you had to go and duck under this wall. Our office was kind of like a treehouse.
Uh-huh.
And so I was in this like treehouse office and I could hear very clear, weighted footsteps coming up the stairs. And I 100% thought my boss was there to check on me and that I was about to lose my job. And it is so clear to me that it was not like a light. It was boom, boom, boom. There was no question in my mind that somebody was there. And so I was thinking, I'm fired. And I went running out and there was nobody there.
Mm.
So that was my first incident and it was creepy.
First of all, I was scared. Were you more scared that there was somebody like a human in your club that's about to attack you or that there could be a ghost?
I knew that the club was secure. That's a really good question. No one's ever asked me that. I thought it was my boss. And when that I saw it wasn't my boss, I felt like it was an entity.
Mm.
It's funny. I didn't. The second experience that I'll tell you about, I thought it was people. And I thought that that I was in danger. Okay. Sure.
So wait a minute. So you heard steps coming up. Nobody ever appears. So then you get up and you're like, who was that? Who was it?
And
did you ever finish counting the money? Like, I would have bounced and been like, listen, I know you hired me to do this, but I'm going to count from home.
No, I totally finished counting the money, but I knew, like, it's giving me goosebumps now. I knew there was something there. But the next situation is when I really got scared and then I had to, like, start calling people for advice because I'm like, there's something in this place.
And this was your upstairs and this was the stairs going up. Ryan, why don't you pull up the photo of these stairs?
Okay. Right. So those are the stairs that go straight up. And if you go up, I sent some other pictures. There's a full wall there to the left. That's our mezzanine area.
Mm-hmm.
And the mezzanine, we had like booths up there and we would serve dinner up there for super, you know, busy shows. To the right. So that's where, like, on the right side was dining and, you know, comics could hang out if they wanted to. But on nights where we didn't need it, it was just dark.
Mm-hmm.
And our office was, so you walk up the stairs, our office was to the left. And now there's a doorway there, but there wasn't a doorway. It was just like a pony wall.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the doorway that's there now. So if you just imagine that wasn't there.
Okay.
And that wall was a half wall. It was a pony wall.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
now,
yeah.
That's the entrance to my old office. Do you see how low that wall is? We had to duck in and out of it.
Who constructed this? What?
Way before my time.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was in there. Bud was in there. We would just, every night, we would duck in and out.
I might need to see the blueprints of this building, please, and who designed this wall.
Now it's we're making it into something really cool. It's going to be a green room for you guys to hang out. And
oh,
I can't wait for everybody to see it. Yeah, it's cool. But we spent years up there as our office. So you can see, so that's looking out. So if you walked under that wall and straight out to the left, that would be the stairwell.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Now that was, that's the entrance to the office. Mm-hmm. So if you were walking into the office, you can see in the distance that white wall that's kind of halfway there,
yeah,
half down.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
how far we had to duck down.
Okay. So you, the, this next story is nuts. Let's hear it.
It was in the same realm of that starting point for me. And again, it was late. And I had one person up in the office with me, and it was around the same time, 3:30 in the morning, same situation. I was actually done with my paperwork.
Okay.
And there's kind of a backstory to it, but the person that was with me, I had to ask him to leave.
Okay.
Things started getting, and I'm like, okay.
Getting a little handsy.
It's time for you. He wasn't getting handsy. He was just getting mouthy. And I'm like, okay, it's time for you to go.
Yeah. Bye.
So everybody had been gone for a long time. Mm-hmm. So it was just the two of us in this office. So I hear him, you know, he reluctantly leaves, and I hear him walk down the stairs, out the door, and I hear him, you know, close and secure the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Angela, within less than a minute, it sounded like 4 to 6 people in my showroom throwing furniture around.
Oh, no.
Like throwing chairs, mass commotion. And in my office that you just saw, there's the wall there on the other side of that wall is the showroom.
Yeah, it's like right there.
It's right there. So it was so loud and so disturbing that I froze. And it was like, I asked myself, I remember very specifically, I said, did I, because it stopped abruptly, right? I stood up in the, and it stopped abruptly. And I thought, did I just hear what I heard? And it's like it answered me, because it went boom, and just this crazy, crazy loud furniture being thrown around. Angela, at that moment, I thought that there were people hiding in my club. And they saw my friend leave.
Right.
And they thought they were alone, and that they were stealing all of our equipment. Like,
yeah,
they thought they were alone in the building, and now it's, you know, time to do damage.
Especially because this is the 90s when it's real seedy in that area. There's
right.
people in the back alley doing drugs, doing
right.
all the things in the back alley. Like, that would be normal to think that. Oh, and now it's our turn that we're getting robbed.
I honest to God thought that we were getting robbed. I had my phone and my keys. I hit my head. I thought they were going to end up coming up to the office. My mind was going a million miles an hour. I'm thinking they're going to start with our equipment, and then they're going to come looking for money.
Yeah.
So I ran out of the office. I slammed my head up against that half wall.
Again, the contractors, I'm going to need to speak with them.
I almost fell down the stairs. I ran straight down those stairs. I almost fell down the stairs. I burst through the front doors, and I ran all the way down Melrose past Fred Siegel. You know Fred Siegel, to the right of us?
Yes.
I ran all the way past Fred Siegel's, and I called 911. And I'm like, hi, this is the Improv. There is somebody robbing me in my showroom right now. There are people in my club robbing me.
No.
And I swear to God, and the cops came. They were in here like 15 minutes. And they came out looking at me like,
what happened?
There's nothing. They brought me back in, and the showroom was perfect.
Oh no.
And to this day, when I am an old lady dying in my bed, I will say that this was so loud. I will never question what I heard.
Wow.
It was to a degree. I called my brother-in-law, was going to be a priest before he met my sister, right? So
and she changed those plans real quick.
Yeah, she changed his mind. But I called him and I said, do we believe in this? You know,
what are we allowed to?
Am I allowed to do this? Anyway, he said yes. So
Antonio Hernandez says it's crazy. No one would believe you unless you were there. I mean, I believe it. And I understand that too. Hey, are we allowed to believe that? I get that a lot. Like, I usually get some comments in here. They're like, wait, I thought you're a Christian. What are you doing talking about all this evil stuff? And it's so interesting to me. And it's so entertaining. And it's so real. Like, I believe in all of the stuff, the spirits, the orbs, the thing that's happening. Like, we don't understand everything. Our little brains don't understand everything. Sorry, everyone. But that is
crazy. I didn't buy into that kind of stuff before this. You know what I mean? I mm-hmm. didn't have any kind of experiences until this. And it wasn't until that time that I'm like, okay, there's something really wrong here. And we've had managers tell me, like one young lady said, she was when she started as a manager, that she felt somebody like push her down those stairs.
Uh-uh.
Yes. I've had door guys say that they saw the door open and close, that because after the renovation, there was that door.
Did you ever get a team to come in and check it out?
Yes. TAPS came in.
What's TAPS?
I don't know. I'm not in my emails right now, so I forget what it's, but they're like an investigative team. And they came in and we stayed here till like 5 o'clock in the morning. And it was when we were being renovated. And they really didn't tap into anything, which we were all surprised because a lot of the experiences are up in that mezzanine. Because I saw two shadow people right in that area later. But when TAPS came in, they had some energy in the showroom. Like they had those lights that light up. And they said that it was, Bud had an assistant named Fran, who we all love, Fran Cowan, and she had passed a few years before, and they were just having me call out names, and I said, and she had passed, and I said, Franny, is that you? And the light came on, and they just asked, like, random questions, but...
What light came on?
It was like, they had these lights set up, Angela, were like...
Oh, they brought energy, lights.
They brought them, yes.
Oh, okay, and okay,
it
okay.
Like, it was like... They would light up if there was a change in temperature or change some type of dynamic in the energy changing. But we really didn't finish it out. I don't think it didn't make it to episode, obviously. But I think it had something to do with the renovation, or they're just, whatever entity's in here is just really smart and wasn't having any of it. I don't know.
Jacqueline Morales wants to know, did you feel like anything there was evil? Like, did it feel evil, or did it just feel like their spirits?
No. It felt like it was testing me. Mm. Like you were saying, this place has so much history.
Yes.
And there's so many generations of people that have come through here, from comedians, writers, fans of comedy. So it feels like it's geared towards new people, like they're testing us.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were like laughing after they realize that we're like guarding the place, that we're here like as guardians of the place.
Yeah.
Then they start moving us around. Because now when I'm here by myself, I feel at peace.
Yeah.
And like loved.
Do you think they were laughing at you when you went running down the street past Red Seagull to call 911?
Probably.
And the police are coming and looking. Like, I can just imagine these spirits like full on being like, oh my God, we got her.
They're definitely mischievous, Angela. Like, my next two stories are about shadow people, and I didn't know anything about shadow people.
Okay.
But there's one, it was the same one that I saw twice. Up at the top of those stairs.
Okay.
That I think that it seems very mischievous. So no, I don't feel like it was evil.
Okay. That's good. That's good to know. Tell me about the shadows.
Have you heard of shadow people? Have people talked to you about shadow people?
I mean, I've heard people tell stories about like there was a shadow that walked by, and then there was the outline of this guy with a hat or whatever.
A fedora hat. Yes. It's like very thick. I had never heard of shadow people. And these two situations happened after I heard the footsteps and the craziness in the showroom. But it was busy both times. it was busy and I was a manager on the floor and you know, our offices were up there. So mm-hmm. throughout the night, if you caught a server, if you caught a bartender, you'd have to go upstairs and check them out, right? Mm-hmm. You get their money, lock it up, and then go back down on the floor.
Yeah.
Well, the mezzanine was dark. Both of these instances, the mezzanine was dark. It wasn't open.
Okay.
And the first one was just me. And it was, I was walking up the stairs and I saw a clear outline of a person. It was male. It was like, probably like 6 foot. It was big. It was felt big. Like, it was a big guy.
Big and burly. Walked,
it was like, if you're walking up those staircase, he like walked from the staircase into the right side of the mm-hmm. mezzanine. And I thought it was a customer who was like lost. Mm-hmm. So I spoke and I was like, honey, what are you doing up here? Do you need some lights here? Let me help you out. And there was nobody up there. So I paused and thinking, that was weird.
Yeah.
What the hell was that? But then a few weeks later, I don't know if you know Jay. Jay has been here. Jay's a manager here. He's assistant GM now. Mm-hmm. And he's been here almost 30 years.
Wow.
And Jay was a server at the time. And I had cut him. It was in between shows. You know that hallway we have?
Yeah.
It was jam-packed. The first show was coming out. Second show was going in. It was just mayhem.
Yeah. And Oh, my God. That hallway is like, it's so cool. Just to interrupt real quick for everybody who's never been to the Hollywood Improv. So this hallway, like when they're in between the first show and the second show, it's you see the audience members who are coming in and out, but you also see all these different comics and you never know who it is that you're going to walk right past. And as a comic, like you see people that you haven't seen in a while because I'm on the road, they're on the road or whatever. And it's like, oh, hey, you know, there's Sarah, there's whoever, you know, right. And here comes Eliza and like, how are you? I'm going up here. Okay, I'm out. Bye. So that hallway is like, there's so much energy in that hallway.
Continue. And that's like where everybody hangs out, like you said, and they catch up. And then,
yeah. You
know, back in the day, Bud would come out during the show when people like yapping in the hallway. You can hear it come in and Bud would go in there and go, everybody be quiet. He'd clear
yeah.
it out.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's me. I pop out and be like, you guys, I can hear you. Be quiet. But there's a lot of stuff going on. But so I told Jay, I cut mm-hmm. Jay and I go, Jay, go upstairs. I'll meet you upstairs in the office and I'll check you out. Give me a couple minutes. So I'm doing whatever, turning the room. And I'm like, I better go upstairs. So Angela, I walk up those stairs again, and there's that same outline of a person, but this time it's at the top of the stairs, and Ryan has the pictures. This time, okay, so I'm walking up the stairs, you see the picture.
Yeah.
It jumped from this vantage point to the left. It like was hiding from me. It uh-huh. jumped and like crouched down.
Oh, no.
And like I said earlier, that wall to the left was not there. It was a half wall and there was like uh-huh, a bookshelf there. Uh-huh. So it was literally like he jumped and was hiding. And I spoke again. I thought it was Jay thinking he would be funny
uh-huh.
and like jump out and scare me. So I'm walking up the stairways. I'm like, Jay, you're such a butthole. Like, I see you. You're going to stand out and scare me. Blah, 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 blah. And he wasn't there. Uh-huh. And that's when I started digging. I started telling people about it. They're like, you saw uh-huh. shadow person. And I started looking into it. And there's a lot of information about them. I mean,
mm-hmm. yeah.
So many people have seen this shit.
Do you know if any of the comics have ever experienced anything or felt anything? Have you ever heard any stories from them, like confirming?
No, it's been staff. Like, I've heard stories. The new GM here, he just told me today. He's like, I'm like, you're new. They mess with the new people. And he said that the curtain he was like painting or doing something in the hallway.
Uh-huh.
And he like closed the curtain and then he turned around and when he looked back, it was open.
Uh-uh. See?
So he just told me this today. This is brand new, but people have said about like seeing a man sitting at the bar.
Ooh.
Like, you know, when you first walk in the club and there's like that inside of the bar, not by the yep. window, but like towards the
yeah. Like a little back cubby type.
That little cubby right there?
Yes.
That there's a dude sits there. Uh-huh. I've heard people say that there's a dude that they've seen upstairs in the booths, in the mezzanine.
Shoots. Pamela Simmons wants to know, how old is the building? Do you know how old the building is?
It is over 100 years old. What? It was originally a furniture shop.
No way.
And then it was the Ash Grove, which was an amazing, they had like Bob Dylan. It was a music venue in the 60s during the during the civil rights movement. And like actually the man who started the Ash Grove, he just passed last month. His name was Ed Pearl. He was amazing. And he would have the Black Panthers meet here on Sundays.
Wow.
And there was like people threw Molotov cocktails through the front
of the Improv, like, when it was the other building?
Before it was the Improv. Whoa. It was the Ash Grove. And before that, it was a furniture store. We have pictures that
there is so much energy there.
It is like, and it, I think our landlord is like third generation in the family. They're just wonderful to us. And so it's been within the family all this time. But yeah, there is so much history here.
Wow. That is incredible. I feel like I'm going to go back with so much, just like a different mentality, a different awareness when I come in there. Because I feel like everywhere I go, I just assume it's haunted. I'm like, there's something here. There's an energy. There's going to be something. But, and I always say, like, I don't want to experience the scary thing. I just want to hear about it. So I like to hear about your scary experience. I don't actually want to experience it myself.
No, I'm the same way. I mean, with the stuff that happened to me at home still terrifies me to this day.
Okay, so because the person who asked earlier, do you feel like this is a evil energy that's in the Improv? And no, it's not. It's not evil. It's just some energy, some spirits hanging around. But your stories that you have of your house feels a little different. It feels like it could be evil energy. But let's tell everybody what happened at your house. And what time frame is this? Are you at the Improv during this time? When is it?
Oh, yeah. I'm always here at the Improv. I've been at the Improv forever. This is, it's within the Improv. And this is probably like 5 or 6 years ago.
Ooh.
And so I live in this great little cottage. It's 100 years old, but it's like a one bedroom. It's like, it's just gorgeous. It's got like little colonial, little colonial pillars out front, French doors and windows, but it's tiny, right? It's like a little guest house cottage.
Yeah.
But it's really old. And I had, my first experience was, I had this acquaintance of mine, should I say, and she was the kind of person, she would help me out with stuff, and she was the kind of person that had, like, you know, addictions in the past, but she'd been clean for a long time, but she was always very kind to me, but she just had, you know, those people that you feel just have, like, you could tell that there's a darkness about them, like, whether it was, like, situations that happened in their lives earlier, there was just... She was, like something I said, she was really great to me, but like she, you could tell that she had experiences from before. And she wasn't like a really happy-go-lucky person.
Yeah.
Well, she was helping me. She, first and only time she came into my house, she brought in some groceries. She walked into my kitchen. I have a little galley kitchen and there's a doorway. She walked into my kitchen and she's like, it was almost kind of socially awkward. Like she didn't want to be there. She wanted to just drop the stuff off and leave. She drops the stuff off. She goes out my front door. Angela, I saw from the doorway, it was like following her out. She exited my house and this thing looked like a goat. It was on its hind legs. It was see-through. It was like brown in color. Very fast. It was very swift. But it was like it went with her.
Ooh.
Followed her. And it was like, I could see the horns. It was... Oh my God.
So it walked on its hind legs?
It was on its hind legs. It was very fast. Mm-hmm. It was swift is like the best word I can come up with. And it like went from like this across the doorway. It like went with her. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, okay, I think she just brought something into my house.
What did you do after that? Did you like sage it? Did you rebuke it? What'd you do?
My parents came here from Sicily, so lots of rosaries.
Yes.
Rosaries. And I don't talk about that with a lot of people, but that's kind of my go-to would be
That's,
that, just, and praying our Father
yeah.
and Hail Marys and all that kind of stuff. But I remember being so, pretty like, God, something just, I felt like it left. I felt like it came in with her and it left, but I'm like, that definitely came in with her.
Ooh,
And
you're sensitive. You're sensitive to spirits.
I
Like,
think so, because I'm like emotional and I've got like this kind of energy and I'm open. I'm emotionally open. So,
That's incredible. I actually, one time I walked into someone's house. First of all, people carry energy with them, and it's draining for like us comics when we do a meet and greet after a show. And I love to hug people again, pre-COVID. I love to hug people and really like engage with people and hear their stories and hear their hearts and everything. And by the end of a meet and greet, I am just like
spent.
drained of energy. And there's sometimes where you feel people have something going on, and you're like, wow, there's a lot. Like, this person just took so much from me right now. There was this one time I walked, not at a show or meet and greet or anything, but one time I walked into a friend's house years ago. And I remember I walked in, and to the left of her living room, she had this little statue on a shelf. And I had never been to her house before. It was my first time at her house. And I walk in, and immediately I felt this thing like staring at me. And I was like, I looked at it and I was like, where did you get that statue? And she was like, oh, I got it on a trip and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I think you need to get rid of that. I mean, it's for you to decide. This is your house, but I think there's something on that. Like, I could feel it and I felt it staring at me.
It's like a tension. It's almost like a, you can it's like a, it's palatable. Like you can
Oh, my, I
feel.
jumped on the inside and I was like, I don't think you should have that in your house. But again, it's your house. You do, if you don't feel it, do whatever. But I think that's if you feel anything, I think it's from that. That's the thing that's doing it.
Yeah. Angela, I had that feeling with one of those, those candles that have like Jesus on them. They sell them at grocery stores.
Do I? They're at
My
every memorial
They're
for a drive-by
everywhere.
shooting in the hood. So yes.
My grandma, my nonna from Sicily used to burn those, and I brought one of those home one time. I brought them home several times, but one of the times I brought one home, I had to get rid of it. I got up in the middle of the night and I went, took it outside and threw it into the garbage because I, it's so crazy that you're saying that because I had the same feeling from it. I'm like, there's something wrong with this one. And I'd used them before, but this one I felt like had something wrong with it.
I don't know. What? Okay. So your goat. Okay.
Then
Tell the other
the worst.
story
Yeah, the worst.
from your room. The one from
I
your
was
room.
in that still to this day, I sleep with pillows on my feet. I was in my bed and I felt I was like trying to go to sleep. So, and I felt not abrupt, but very slowly, I felt like these hands taking hold of my feet and ankles very slowly but firmly and started pulling me down my bed.
Are you
And
awake? Are you asleep? Like, is it
I
like you
was
think you're dreaming
trying to go to
this?
sleep.
Okay, so
I
you're
thought I was
fully
dreaming it.
feeling it.
The reason why it was so real was because, and I know it was something, was because I had printed sheets. Like my sheets had like flowers with like a border on it. And Angela, I could see the pattern of my sheets slowly going by my face. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, and
Oh.
I thought somebody broke into my house. It's amazing how your mind thinks. I'm like, somebody broke into my house. They hit me over the head and they're pulling me off my bed and I'm gonna hit my head. Like I'm gonna slap my head on the floor. And I just remember this, the pattern going by my face. And I woke, and I don't know if I woke up or I was screamed, but I was on the edge of my bed. I was like my feet on the floor with my, like on the end of my bed. So I moved.
Oh, no.
And to this day, last night, I sleep with my decorative pillows on my feet. Mm-hmm. I guess it's like a security blanket thing because I can't feel that again. But yeah, I slept with like a big Italian cross in my bed with me for probably a month.
A big Italian, not just a regular cross, an Italian cross.
I slept with this cross next to me for like a month, and I would pray every night, please, God, please, like, I don't know what that was, but please get it out of my house. And that one's affected me to this day. And it's weird because, like, when I go back home to Arizona and I stay with my family or I stay with my friends, I don't have the same situation. It's just at my house that at nighttime, I'm like, if this thing grabs my feet again, they're going to have to commit me.
Was this before or after the goat vision?
After.
Mm. Do you think it was mm-hmm. something lingering from that?
I don't know. And I've always wondered. I'd love to sit down with somebody who's like, you know, an expert in this kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I literally just go to our faith. I go to my faith and I just say out loud, you know, get out of my house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I rebuke
all
you.
Say all the Jesus-y things.
I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
I mean, I don't know what else to do.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I remember all my Catholic prayers for sure.
Oh my God. And glory bees. I yell glory bees, glory be to the Father. I mean, I just yell it. And I'm like, but it was just that one time. And, you know, I've had people say, were you dreaming? And I'm like, I wasn't dreaming. I've had night terrors and night paralysis and all that kind of stuff in my past. And I was not dreaming on this one.
No.
So,
oh yeah. Mm-hmm. But you have experienced sleep paralysis.
I have.
So you know the difference then. So yeah, then.
I do. Yeah. And sleep paralysis is like, you're just stuck mm-hmm. and you can't move. And you're like trying to, mm-hmm. to move. And like, I remember just like, I'll like be staring at a wall. It's been years since this happened, but I remember like just staring at a wall and it's like, you just can't move your body and your brain's like move, move, move. This was different. There mm-hmm. was like movement and it's those sheets.
Antonio.
It's the sheets that kill me.
Antonio Hernandez says, yes, one night we woke up to something bumping our footboard so hard. I just jumped out and nothing was there. Wait, footboard? You have a footboard? Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah, like a sleigh bed like that.
Okay. I was like, wait a minute. I know headboard, but footboard. No.
You know what, though? You hear this a lot of people, like some entities or like people getting touched while they're in bed, like tickled in bed or like a hard pressure on their chest sitting on them.
Mm-hmm. My dad has a great story. I mean, he probably don't think it's great, but he has a story of he was sleeping in his bed one time and there was like an entity sitting on his chest until like he couldn't breathe. And this was like after my parents had just gotten divorced. So I'm young. I'm like 8 when my parents got divorced. But I remember him telling that story that he was asleep one night and there was just this entity like sitting on his chest and like putting weight until it was hard to breathe. And it's stuff like that that is sure, maybe people don't believe you, but you know your experience. You know what you felt. You know that you weren't in sleep paralysis. You know that you weren't sleepwalking. I've mm-hmm. never heard of anybody in sleep paralysis moving. Sleep paralysis is paralysis. Right. You don't move. And then, I mean, sleepwalking, usually you're actually like walking, but sliding off the bed like that?
Yeah. Mm-mm. I'm telling you, like, I really don't talk about it. It's crazy. I'm like, you know, when Ryan said, hey, do you want to come on, be on this? I'm like, I don't talk about this to a lot of people, but I'm like, hey, I'm going to put it out there because this happened. And maybe it's just because, like I said, like maybe we're just more open and we're more sensitive to things like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just being sensitive to people and caring about people and just having that, you know, like connection with people. I think that there's something open about our spirit, really.
There really is. And I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing these stories, especially because they're so sacred to you and you don't share them with everyone. So I thank you so much for coming on and sharing this with me and everybody who's watching and listening right now, because they're your truth, they're your stories, they're your experiences. And that's what this show is about. Like, I want to hear everybody's like real experiences with the spirit realm that we think we know, but we have no idea what really it's about, what's happening on the other side. Like, is it a demon? Is it a spirit? Is it a ghost? Is it my grandma? Is it like all the things, you know? And it's so intriguing to me. So I love to hear these stories and investigate and ask the questions and learn and just share our experience with everyone. So Rita, thank you so much for...
Thank you so much. I had so much fun and I can't wait to see you here again at the club. I just want to tell everybody, like, our patio's open on Thursday and Saturday nights from 6 to 10. We have an amazing skeleton crew here and they've got like yummy menu with like burgers, chicken sandwiches, and
are you guys, some of the staff here. Are you guys still doing the chicken restaurant?
We are Poultrygram. They have Resident Taco and Poultrygram that like you can get through Postmates and all that stuff. So that's really what's been keeping us going.
Good.
But now they're starting to open the patio so people can at least come and mingle and say hi.
Good.
And it's obviously limited capacity and it's socially distanced safely. But it's I came by Saturday and it was just so nice to see people. It's like, I don't care if I wanted to hug. It was really hard not to hug and kiss everybody. But I'm like, oh, so we'll be all together again soon.
Yeah. So if you guys are in Hollywood, the LA area, you can order Postmates from Poultrygram and
Resident
Taco, because that is actually the improv that's working that. So you're helping keeping the improv open. And honestly, if you're not in LA, if you're anywhere where there's an improv, then call them up, look them up, and see if they are offering like food to go and things like that, so you can help support these comedy clubs and keep them open. Order to go food, or if they're doing socially distanced show, go check it out. If you're down for that, socially distance, wear your mask, all the things. And these clubs are doing a really good job of being safe and following all the protocols and everything. So as we all ease our way back into life, you know, don't forget about the improv and what they're doing. So check them out, improv.com. You can see what comedians are going up, and it's just we're coming back. We're coming back.
Comedy will be back with a vengeance. I mean, I think it's going to, you know, be a lot, maybe like the 80s. I mean, it's gonna, I think people are just dying for the laughter. And
that's inspiring. That's inspiring to hear you say that. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you were here with us tonight, Rita. Thank you so much. Love you.
Love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
See you soon.
Definitely. Bye. Have a good night. You guys, thank you for joining us tonight. Don't forget, Ghost Stories is now a podcast. So you can go to laughonbeat.com and subscribe to our podcast there. Go to wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, and we're going to be on it, Ghost Stories with Angela. Thank you guys so much. And if you want to come on the show with me and share your ghost story of something that happened in your life, in your childhood. I've had a couple people reach out and be like, hey, this happened to my dad. He doesn't want to come on the show, but I can come on and share the story that happened to him when he was a kid. Come on, share it. I want to hear it. So go to angela.com/ghost stories, angelah.com/ghost stories, and you can submit your ghost story there. And then I may pick you to come on live with me, and then we'll share it and have so much fun and share a cocktail and just do life together. So thank you guys so much for joining, and I hope to see you next time on Ghost Stories with Angela. Yeah, I know I'm a problem, but don't be afraid of me. I'm a god, I'm a fallen angel with devilish pedigree. Yeah, we walk the night on the wild side. No, you can't get away from me. Cause the way you move, it's the way you move. Got me feeling the chemistry.
The sun goes down and the beast comes out.
Yeah.
We're the wild, we're the wild, we're the wild ones.
You better run, better run.
Before we hunt you down. You're with the wild, with the wild, with the wild.